Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. On today's show, we're taking a look at something that's been happening in the bond market during the holiday period, while much of the Western world has been distracted and not really paying attention. And of course, the mainstream media is fixated on the instability in the Middle East, and rightly so. The situation in Israel, Gaza, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and Iran carries the very real risk of a larger and more serious regional conflict. While all of this is happening, the yield curve has been steeply inverted for much of the past 2 years. It's on the verge of becoming uninverted. When the yield curve is normal, long-term rates are higher than short-term rates. Intuitively, that makes sense, that long-term rates should be higher. The further you look out and into the future, there's more uncertainty, and therefore you should expect to pay a premium for that uncertainty. Economic conditions and market conditions should be more predictable in the short term and subject to less fluctuations, and therefore the interest rate that you pay for money should be lower due to that lower uncertainty. That is the normal situation. Yield curve inversions are a little bit like atmospheric inversions. They can and do occur, but they're not very stable and they shouldn't stay inverted for very long. When you have an interest rate inversion, there's only two ways for that curve to uninvert. Either long-term rates rise above the short-term rates, or short-term rates fall below the long-term rates, or some combination of these two factors. Back in the fall, it looked like the long-term rates were rising and going to surpass the Fed funds rate. We typically compare the yield curve on the 2-year and the 10-year treasury when making that comparison. As we know, the yield curve did not actually uninvert. The yield on the 10-year treasury fell from its high in mid-October of 4.98%, and it has continued to fall. As of this publication, the yield was 3.96. In October, the 2-year treasury was peaking at 5.19%, and as we know, yields have fallen steadily since mid-October. The 10-year treasury has been trading in a very narrow range between 3.79 and 4.04 over the last 30 days. The big move has been in the 1- and 2-year bonds. These have risen in price or fallen in yield. Of course, that's an inverse relationship. The 2- and 10-year bonds are now within 0.2 of a percentage point of each other, when previously the 10-year bond was more than a full percentage point lower than the 2-year bond. So what does this signal for the global economy? What does it mean for real estate investors? Falling short-term rates are a sign of economic weakness. While real estate investors welcome the prospect of lower rates, the lower cost of borrowing, economic weakness is not a good thing. It might mean that your tenants and your buildings could face unemployment. Overall, the lower cost of borrowing is welcome, for sure. It provides some relief to investors who have been struggling to make the numbers work for their projects. It also means that investors will look outside the artificial world of bond yields as a place to invest. Now, 2024 is an election year in the United States, and while the central bank is supposedly independent from political influence, it's hard to see how the Fed can be completely independent. My own direct observation is that the fall in yields has been enough to thaw markets that have been previously somewhat frozen. December and January are traditionally slower months for real estate activity and, in fact, for investment. We've observed that one property, deliberately priced below market this past week, had over 80 showings, and it's on track to sell above asking price with multiple offers. It's been a while since we've seen that kind of frenzied activity on a single listing. Our own development company has witnessed a noticeable increase in investment activity as well. I don't know all the factors that are affecting investor sentiment, but the fall in yields has got to be a contributing factor. We are seeing a positive impact on housing starts, and we're seeing rising lumber prices in anticipation of higher demand. Lumber prices steadied near $545 per thousand board foot, not far from the 5-month highs. It's supported by hopes for increased housing demand. After all, the Fed has signaled 3 rate cuts for 2024, and the latest economic data is pointing to a recovery in the construction sector. Housing starts in the U.S. soared 14.8% month over month to an annualized rate of 1.56 million in November of 2023. That's the most in 6 months and well above the market forecast of 1.36 million. One large volume panel manufacturer who purchases lumber directly from sawmills in the Pacific Northwest shared with me last week that they're paying around $560 per thousand board foot of lumber. And back in the middle of October, lumber prices were hovering around $480 per thousand board foot. All of these indicators are pointing towards a divergence. On the one hand, economic slowdown, and on the other hand, a modest recovery in a subset of certain real estate asset types, specifically single-family home new construction and multifamily apartment properties. Whether the future actually unfolds that way or not, it's anyone's guess. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.